Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God is always righteous, based on our reading of Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 18. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray you, all the people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. Have you ever heard someone say that they cannot understand how a loving God could destroy heathen nations as recorded in the Old Testament? Have you ever heard some people say, how could God sit down and allow the wickedness that is currently occurring in Gaza and not do something about it? Sometimes as human beings, we look at the actions of God against those who disobey his commandments and we question whether God is righteous or not. Do you remember what God said in the following passage of scripture? Revelation chapter 3 and verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Here God makes the point that it is out of love for human beings why he punishes them for the wrongs that they have done or that have occurred. And in some instances, God has to leave men up to their reprobate mind because they refuse to obey his commands. It is against this background that we have to see the word of God outlined in Lamentation 1 and verse 18. In this verse, we are reminded that although men and women are punished because of their transgression of the laws of God, God is still righteous. The prophet Jeremiah said, "The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandments. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity." Jeremiah starts by making a truthful statement about God. No matter what you think, God is always righteous. God doesn't know how to be other than righteous. All of his actions are righteous, even if they don't make any sense to us. In his commentary on this passage of scripture, Matthew Henry said the following, and I quote, "The Lord is righteous. He does us no wrong in dealing thus with us, nor can we charge him with any injustice in it. How unrighteous soever men are, we are sure that God, the Lord, is righteous and manifests his justice, though they contradict all the laws of theirs. Note, whatever our troubles are, which God is pleased to inflict upon us, we must own that therein he is righteous. We understand neither him nor ourselves if we do not own it." 2 Chronicles 12 verse 16. She owns the iniquity or the equity of God's action, but owning the inequity of her own. "I have rebelled against his commandments." End of quote. I pray that we will allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of our entire life so that we can benefit from the righteousness of Christ even during our periods of punishment. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us. Your righteousness has nothing to do with what we see. You are righteous. All your actions are righteous. Help us, Lord, to accept that even when we see things that don't really look like they're correct in our sight. Thank you for the word today that reminds us through your servant Jeremiah that you are righteous. We bless and glorify your name through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.